Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Money Smarts for You. Enhance your lifestyle by taking the positive path towards managing your money.
Welcome. I'm Barbie O'Connor, your host for the Money Smarts for You show. After years of working with clients, helping them save, preserve, and grow their assets, I wrote the book, Money Smarts for You, The Basics. I wanted teens, millennials, growing families, and others to have a chance to learn the essentials that everyone needs to know about money in their adult lives. This show is your chance to ask me about the financial topics that affect your everyday life. If you have questions or thoughts about what you'd like to hear about on future shows, feel free to email me at barbie@moneysmartsforyou.com. Friends and family have asked me time and again about how to pick a financial professional to work with on managing your money, doing your taxes, and assisting with estate planning. Over the next 3 weeks, I will go over the reasons why you may want to hire an accountant, an attorney, and a financial professional to work with you and advise you as you move forward with your life. Today's show will go over my 7 tips for working with an accountant to help you attain financial success. 1, why do you need an accountant? You may be thinking, why do I need an accountant? Why can't I just do it myself, use a computer program or tax filing service to prepare and file my income tax return? An accountant does more than prepare your taxes. An accountant can help you plan for taxable events that may come up in your life. For a person who works within a corporate or governmental structure, you may find that you can do it yourself. But what happens if you make a mistake or if the IRS audits you? What do you do then? Having an accountant who is familiar with your business, your lifestyle, your investments, your retirement accounts, where you live, and who you are can save you lots of money in taxes if you will just let them help you. 2, how do I know what taxes and when I need to file them? Did you know that January 15th is the day when estimated taxes are due for the last quarter of 2020? Do you know if you need to make estimated tax payments, franchise taxes, property taxes, payroll taxes, income taxes? An accountant can help you figure out what types of taxes you, your family, or your business will need to pay. They can help you set up a schedule and instruct you in how to fill out the forms yourself, or they can do it for you. Not paying a certain tax in a timely fashion can result in fines and penalties that can be greater than the fee you may pay your accountant. Starting with estimated taxes, these may include taxes due on capital gains on the sale of securities, real estate, your business, or other assets. Because these sources of income are generated outside of your pay from your work, they are not part of the amount withheld from your taxes each pay period. If you have formed a corporation or a limited liability corporation, then you will have to file corporate income taxes, usually due at the end of March. In addition, there may be franchise taxes to be filed as well. You may have to make and file a local declaration on the property owned by your company, and then pay property tax on the value of those assets too. Partnerships also have their special deadlines and tax returns to be filed, listing all the partners that make up the partnership. If you have any employees, then you not only have to file and pay federal payroll taxes that includes the income taxes withheld for each of your employees, but you may also have local or state taxes to file and pay as well. Each of these has a special form and filing deadline or filing routine. If you sell any products in my state, you're expected to file a sales tax declaration and submit those taxes collected electronically at the end of each quarter. An accountant can help you figure out the tax schedule that applies to you and your businesses and assist you in making the declarations, filling out the forms, as well as filing and submitting your taxes for payment with the appropriate taxing authority. Beyond tax preparation, accountants can provide audit services for businesses to review their financial accounting systems, the financial records themselves, and the methodology used to maintain the business finances in order to provide audited financial statements for public use or to scrutinize areas for improvement. This same service is often provided for nonprofit corporations as well. Forensic accountants mine the financial data of an individual, partnership, or corporation to look for clues as to the flow of money to and from a financial entity, often essential in cases of white-collar crime, cyber terrorism, or divorce. So you can see accountants offer a lot of services that may be valuable to you or your company. 3, tax planning. An accountant can help plan the sale or purchase of a large asset, of company stock you may have purchased through the company's stock purchase plan, retirement and charitable distributions, anything that will affect the amount of money you have to cough up for your income taxes. In 2014, my accountant advised me to pay the property taxes due on my house before year end because I need the deduction against the income taxes due. He also suggested that I make a charitable gift I had pledged to make in 2014 before year end rather than pay it in 2015 to claim the deduction for 2014. I can send a quick email asking a question about a transaction I'm contemplating, and because we have worked together for years, he is often able to answer me the same day because he has copies of all my records. In addition, your accountant can work with an estate planning attorney to help you structure your estate to minimize taxes when your assets pass on to the next generation. This can include using gifts, charitable remainder trusts, structured sales, multi-year gifts, and other methods that take advantage of the way the income tax and estate tax law reads. How to select an accountant. In selecting an accountant, you may want to consider your local society of CPAs as a source of possible candidates. If you are in a particular kind of business, you may want a CPA who specializes in that business or has members of his firm who specialize in that area. Oil and gas, construction, real estate development are all areas where special knowledge can help in the preparation of your taxes and then the further development of your business. Although accountants are careful about giving business advice, they can tell you how much of a loan your business can service based on income from previous years. If you are in the legal or medical professions, special knowledge of your industry and opportunities to save tax-wise can be helpful as well. Assisting clients in setting up their bookkeeping systems or recommending internal programs that will help with inventory, record-keeping, and bookkeeping are all things your accountant can help you with. If you are ever audited, your accountant can go along with you to the audit, taking the IRS-requested documents to the IRS office. After I went through an audit for my business, passing with no tax due, my accountant said that I had now become an adult because I had experienced that rite of passage. Every accountant I've worked with has come from the referral of a family member, friend, or financial professional. 5, what will you need when you meet with an accountant? You may make a few preliminary contacts with a prospective accountant by telephone to find out if their accounting services are appropriate for you. In addition, some firms are so busy they may not be taking new clients, so it is best to check with them and make an appointment ahead of time. Once you have an appointment, you may be asked to bring along previous year's tax returns, as well as a list of questions you may have regarding your financial situation. Before an accountant will start work for you, they will require you to sign a letter of engagement. It is a simple contract that specifies the scope of work they will do for you and the time period it will cover. Most accountants will provide you with a questionnaire about last year's taxes before preparing your tax return. These questions are based on the tax code and are designed to help you fully declare your income, as well as benefit fully from any provisions in the code that will minimize your tax. As you go through this questionnaire, you will need to provide supporting documentation, like copies of your W-2, 1099 forms, end of your tax statements from your bank or investment accounts. You will need letters or receipts that verify your charitable gifts that you may have made in cash, securities, other assets, or in kind if you want to deduct them. Additionally, you may be asked to sign an IRS form that permits your accountant to represent you in any queries from the Treasury Department, which is in effect a form of power of attorney. There may also be other IRS forms, such as the one that gives your accountant permission to file your tax return electronically, that you may be asked to sign. Usually these must be renewed and re-signed each year for each new tax season. Make sure you understand any of the forms that your accountant requests for you to sign. As I go through the year, I have a file labeled taxes, and in that file goes all the receipts, income stubs, and verification letters I've received during the year. So when tax time comes around, like this time of year, and I have all of the papers that I need, and they're already organized. I keep bank statements, retirement statements, and investment accounts in chronological order, so I can access them when I need them. Previous year statements and supporting tax documents, along with tax returns from the past, are saved for at least 7 years, since the IRS can go back through your records to examine them in the event of an audit. 6, how often will I communicate with my accountant? Like many other relationships, I feel it is important when you first meet to make sure you get along with each other. If for any reason you're uncomfortable with the person you're considering to prepare your taxes or do your audit, then continue the search. You will be sharing details about your private life with this individual, and you want to work with someone with whom you're comfortable. Expect to be asked questions about what you do to make a living, about your family, about your living, what your living situation is like, if you have retirement accounts or benefits and what they are, how many people there are in your family, whether or not you have children, what your Social Security number is, and who or how you prepare your taxes previously. We meet with our accountant at least twice a year in person and then communicate by phone or email at least two other times per year. At one of our meetings, usually around April 15th, we go over the past year, the taxes due, what the estimated payments must be for the coming year, and how the current year is shaping up for income and tax deductions. In addition, if there are any questions we have about large expenditures, like investments or sale of investments or real estate, we discuss those and the tax consequences of those decisions, if any. A little time is spent on what is going on with us personally, involving our family, our health, new interests, and the personal side of who we are and what is on our minds. In October, we have a similar visit to make sure the estimated payments are made appropriately and that we know how to finish out the year financially. During the year, if we have questions about the amount of the estimated tax due, how to handle a particular tax filing, or the effect of a particular financial transaction, we may email or make a call about that question in advance of when we need to know the answer in order to make a decision about it. When you sign the engagement letter with the accountant of your choice, ask about the norms of communication over the year and share your expectations with them to make sure you are all on the same page. Clarify the deadlines for submitting tax preparation documents in order for your accountant to be able to have plenty of time to assist you in preparing your return in a timely fashion. 7. What if I need to fire my accountant? Since you sign an engagement letter that is only for 1 year of tax preparation, you're entitled to have a different accountant each year to do your tax return, but I would not recommend it. One of the benefits of working with the same accountant year after year is that they become familiar with your tax situation, your family, and your business, and can more easily guide you and provide insights when you do have questions or are making changes in your life and need to consider the tax ramifications of doing so. If your accountant is unable to have your work done in a timely fashion, meeting the deadlines required by law, then you may want to consider finding another accountant. Of course, you have to do your part to provide the needed information by the deadline they have requested. Remember, although income tax payments are due by April 15th, an extension can be filed with the IRS, delaying the filing of the completed return by October 15th of that year. And this is commonly done. This is not bad preparation on the part of your accountant. Don't expect your accountant to magically make your taxes less or make them disappear, because that won't happen. Remember, if you're paying taxes, somewhere you're making money, so don't complain. If you do find that your relationship with your accountant is not working for you, then you can very politely notify them in writing that you will not be needing their services in the future and request that if they do have any of your financial records remaining, please return them to you. Most likely, any records will be returned to you along with your prepared tax return each year after the return has been filed. In hiring a new accountant to prepare your taxes, don't wait until April to do so. Consider contacting them 6 months or more in advance, so you have plenty of time to cooperate with them and provide the information they need to help you. In my financial life, I've worked with 3 accounting firms. The first one retired and closed, and the company that took over their accounts was very competent, but a bit prickly for me. My current accountant is one of the principals in the firm we chose because we needed business and tax expertise, and he is perfect for us. We're able to talk candidly and openly about our current situation and discuss tax strategies as needed. Hopefully the tips I've shared with you today about working with an accountant can be helpful to you this tax season and throughout the year. Next week, I will discuss working with an attorney. Thank you for joining me today for the Money Smarts for You show. Email me your questions to Barbie@moneysmartsforyou.com, and we will cover them in future shows. Remember, take care of your money to take care of yourself.
Thank you for joining us today. Find out more at moneysmartsforyou.com. Like us on Facebook, buy the book on Amazon, and remember to subscribe to the show.